Belly dancing for my grandmother. I'm Joy Fatou. My sister asked me to belly dance at her wedding. I was delighted because when you're a serious dancer, you study the culture, and you know that dancing at weddings is very traditional in the Middle East, and you're delighted to get to do something more culturally appropriate than being the big joke at somebody's 50th birthday party. You know that belly dancing got the wrong reputation by virtue of appearing on our scene during the Victorian era, when really the perfect venue for the sacred and playful and lovely sensuality of belly dancing is the romance-charged atmosphere of a wedding. So I chose my red and purple and silver costume and the most beautiful music and choreographed a special dance. And as I rehearsed, there was only one thought that added a little shiver of dread to my shimmy. My grandmother would be there. My grandmother was in her 90s. She was already in her 70s when I was born. I was one of about 25 or 30 grandchildren. Of course, she was the best cook in the world. She'd cover a holiday table with every festive dish from the old country. But she also spoke with a thick old country accent, so that we barely understood her. And anyway, her idea of a conversation with children was to yell and chase them away with her cane, which we did understand. We were afraid of her cane. My grandmother's house was intimidatingly orderly, with tall furniture and lacy doilies and scary pictures like the disembodied Sacred Heart encircled by long, sharp thorns. When I pictured belly dancing in front of my grandmother, for some reason, the image of her that sprang to mind was sitting in church, clutching her rosary beads and shushing the children and glaring and taking up most of the pew. The wedding was held in the garden of my childhood home. The reception was in my childhood living room, and I slipped into my childhood bedroom at the appointed time to change into my red and purple and silver, while someone else got everyone to sit in a circle in the living room, and someone else queued up my music. Well, I came swirling out, and there were all the young people sitting on the floor in a circle that had one straight side. The couch with my grandmother on it, where she'd been sitting all afternoon, occupying it like the largest peak of an ancient mountain range, clutching her cane, flanked by two only slightly younger and less massive aunts. I couldn't read their faces. I just smiled at them like I did at everyone, and danced my heart out and draped my veil over the bride and groom, and did my final twirl and bow, and started to make my exit. Somebody stopped me. Your grandmother wants to talk to you. My grandmother took one of my hands in both of hers, and squeezed and kept squeezing. She said, thank you, Joy. That was beautiful, beautiful. She had tears in her eyes. That's when I realized I'd brought something back to her. I don't know why I hadn't thought of it before. See, my grandmother grew up in Lebanon in the 1800s, back when it was still part of Syria. She got married at 15, not long before my grandfather left for Canada to seek his fortune. She got on the ship to join him there with her first baby in her arms and never went back. Maybe when she was a girl, she herself belly danced. Maybe there was belly dancing at her own wedding. They didn't call it belly dancing, it was just dancing. Maybe it was 3/4 of a century since she'd seen it. Someone told me later that she'd started getting excited the moment Willie Nelson fell silent and my music started playing. She was elbowing the aunt, saying, Syrian music, that's Syrian music. When my grandmother let go my hand, I discovered in it a $20 bill folded into a tiny square. I tried to give it back to her, but she said, no, no, keep it, keep it. And I understood that it wasn't $20 that meant $20. It was $20 that meant, bless you for touching my heart.